It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, May 9th, 2023. Well, in our marine weather forecast, we have a broad area of low pressure inland with higher pressure offshore, and that is going to maintain what the Weather Service says is rather benign conditions through midweek. A thermal trough strengthens along the coast late in the week. And today's forecast, our marine weather forecast, west winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves from the northwest 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, west swells 5 feet at 11 seconds. And today we're going to be talking more about the C.L. Lindy, that cargo ship at the Port of Astoria that has those wind turbine blades on board, and what's happening with her. And also a very interesting and a kind of unusual cruise ship will be at the Port of Astoria today. And those two ships are their fates are somewhat linked, so we'll talk about that. But first, a look at our ship schedule for the day. Our first arrival in the river this morning, the Orion Leader, a car carrier arriving from Japan, headed to Vancouver, Washington. Subaru's on board. She'll pass Astoria around 7:30 a.m. and be in Vancouver by about 1:30 p.m. The Scenic Eclipse is today's cruise ship. She's arriving from San Francisco, headed to the Port of Astoria. She'll get there at about 7:30 this morning and probably leave by about 1 p.m. She's kind of unusual looking. She's smaller than most cruise ships that we see here. She's only less than 600 feet long. And she is a luxury cruise ship, so we'll talk more about what that means. Then the Santa Carolina arrives from China, headed for the Crims Island anchorage, a bit downriver from Longview. She'll be picking up wheat upriver eventually. She will be passing Astoria by about 4:30 p.m. Look for her in the Crims Island anchorage at about 7:30 p.m. The Argent Gerbera is next inbound from Richmond, headed to Portland. She's a petroleum tanker. She'll pass Astoria around 5:30 p.m. and be in Portland by about 11:30 p.m. The CMB Rubens is arriving from Japan, headed for the Crims Island anchorage. She's picking up wheat upriver. She'll pass Astoria around midnight and be in the Crims Island anchorage around 3 a.m. on Wednesday. And the Andrea is arriving from South Korea, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll be going upriver to pick up wheat. She will arrive in Astoria's anchorage at about 12:30 a.m. on Wednesday. And in our outbounders, the La Bamba. She'll be leaving Longview with logs on board at about 3 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9:30 a.m. The ATB Dublin C is leaving port westward. That's at Clatskanie. I think ethanol is her cargo. She'll be leaving around 5 a.m., and passing Astoria outbound around 7:30 a.m. The ATB Cape Ann, leaving Vancouver, petroleum on board, leaving around 6 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around midnight. And the RCC America is leaving Portland with Hyundais on board, leaving around 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9 a.m. on Wednesday. And if you'd like to see the rest of today's ship schedule, you can find it on my website at shipreport.net. You can also find a podcast of this program there, and you can find links to the ship schedule and podcasts on my Ship Report Facebook page. Well, I have a little more to share with you in the ongoing saga of the C.L. Lindy, that cargo ship that's been at the Port of Astoria with the wind turbine blades on board. She needs to offload 6 of those blades to a barge for transport up to Longview. For the backstory on this, you can find yesterday's podcast of the Ship Report on my website at shipreport.net and on the Ship Report Facebook page. It's a surprising and increasingly complicated story. But before the C.L. Lindy can get going on making this cargo transfer happen, she'll have to get out of the way temporarily. That's because this morning, a cruise ship, the Scenic Eclipse, is due to arrive at the port docks. And she needs to dock in that space along Pier 1 where the C.L. Lindy has been tied up. So assuming that these plans hold in this rapidly evolving situation, the C.L. Lindy will likely have been moved very early this morning from the Pier 1 dock at the port out into the Astoria anchorage off the downtown waterfront with any other anchored ships that may be there. She'll stay there until about 6 p.m. when the cruise ship is gone, and then they'll move her back to the Pier 1 spot where she was before. Assuming that her cranes are now repaired, and that was an issue before, she may then begin the slow and deliberate process of moving those huge and fragile wind turbine blades onto the barge. I've watched this process of moving blades from the ship to the dock, and it's quite a sight to see. If you're expecting to see things happen fast, you might want to go do something else. It requires really close coordination between crane operators, since it takes 2 cranes to move just one of these blades. Then they have to be carefully set down on the barge and secured so they can't move or otherwise be damaged in transit. So this will not be a quick maneuver. They'll take three blades off one side of the ship and then stop and turn the ship around, reposition the barge, and take the other three blades off. So as I said, this will be a slow and deliberate operation, after which one or two tugs will take the barge up to Longview, and the CL Lindy should leave the port and also head up to the port of Longview. Now that's if nothing changes in the meantime. But there's so much that has to be taken into consideration when undertaking something like this, just to give you some perspective. First of all, they have to move the barge that has been sitting alongside the CL Lindy and dock it elsewhere. Then they'll have to safely move the ship from the dock to the anchorage, probably using tugboats, since this ship may not have thrusters, as many bulk carriers do not. So that's another slow and careful process. Then, when the cruise ship leaves, they have to move her back to the port docks and then move the barge back in place, all the while taking into consideration important factors like wind, tide, other ship traffic that may be on the river, current, and weather. Luckily, the weather in general seems to be cooperating. A little bit about today's cruise ship, the Scenic Eclipse. She is considerably smaller than most of the blue water cruise ships we see at the port. She's 545 feet long, compared to about 1,000 feet long for the ships we've been seeing lately in Astoria. She should be at the port by about 7:30, 8 a.m., and leave in early afternoon today around 1 p.m. Now, this ship is a bit of a different animal than most of the cruise ships we see here. In fact, she looks more like a huge luxury yacht than a regular cruise ship. And that's because she kind of is. She's a smaller luxury cruise ship. Her maximum number of passengers is just 228 people, compared to thousands on most larger ships. She's equipped with some pretty fancy gear, like an azipod propulsion system, which means her propellers are on rotating arms that can turn in any direction underwater. So she's very maneuverable. And she has Polar Class 6 certification, which means she can go up to Arctic waters in certain times of the year. So not your usual cruise ship that we see here for sure, in more ways than one. For instance, if you want to spend 15 days touring the Arctic on this ship, it will cost you about $19,000 per person. Make that $20,000 or more if you factor in airfare and other expenses. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.